A final bugle call marked the handover by British troops in the southern Iraqi province of Basra to U.S. forces in a ceremony attended by U.S. Commander General Ray Odierno. The British contingent in Iraq is gradually reducing its presence before an expected withdrawal of all 4,000 British troops by the end of May. Iraqi TV also showed Iraqi troops raising their own flag over positions in the oil-rich, mostly Shiite southern port city of Basra. On Sunday, during a thank-you ceremony for the departing British troops, Major General Andy Salmon said he and his men were sorry to be leaving behind the many friends they'd made in Iraq, and that looking back in hindsight, there would be things he'd do differently.
Worked really hard with Iraqi security forces to help bring security and stability to Basra. In terms of what we wanted to do differently, I think we've been up through some difficult times. The campaign's enjoyed peaks and it's enjoyed troughs, just like most campaigns do. And I think it's for people now to reflect on the successes and learn the lessons. And I know that process will happen when we get back.
British commanders handed over control of Basra's civilian airport to Iraqi troops last January during the first phase of their withdrawal. The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno, noted that U.S. troops would stand shoulder to shoulder with the Iraqi people and the Iraqi army as they continue to stand on their own. Analyst Majid Sari told Al Iraqiya TV that Iraqi troops are now well-equipped and capable of controlling the situation in Basra. Elsewhere in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, where security is more tenuous, a suicide truck bomber rammed through a wall of sandbags Tuesday before crashing into a police station. At least 8 people were killed and a dozen wounded in the explosion. Despite a recent rash of violence, U.S. forces are scheduled to withdraw to positions outside major Iraqi cities within the next 3 months. All U.S. troops are due to leave Iraq by the end of 2011 under a military agreement between Iraq and the United States approved by the Iraqi parliament last November. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.